This is Sam from the Mask and Journey podcast, and our goal with the podcast is help you to try to find your way in this difficult world. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
The thief comes to kill and destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Bodies in Christ. It is time for a Kingdom Health Transformation with Mike James.
Good afternoon, Radio Land, the Light Church, as it's called out there. Blessed to be here today. Mike James with Bodies in Christ, a Kingdom Health Transformation. And I'm excited today because we're going to get into a little bit of what we talked about last week. We're still focusing on those five keys to biblical, to your best health ever. So we're going to look at some of that. I went over the first key and kind of went through the other keys. And also today we're going to have a special guest in the studio. One of our sponsors, KBA, Kingdom Builders Associates. So we'll speak with one of their representatives here. In the studio with me. But again, I appreciate you all jumping on and being on the radio today. And, you know, I know this is an interesting time. Now, when you start talking about nutrition and food, and guess what? Everybody's celebrating graduations. Everybody's thinking about the Memorial Day weekend, the cookouts, the food's going to be coming off the grill and everybody's eating everything. That's okay, because if you were with me during the first week, I talked about, it's okay to have feast. And this is a time of year, this weekend, where, yes, people are going to be feasting, and that's okay. So one of the things, if you stick with me to where you don't have to think about those feast times because they're built in and you don't have to stress about them, because, you can eat what you pretty much want to eat. But now what happens over time, what you want to eat will change. You'll still be eating what you want to, but what you want to eat has changed, if that makes sense. So last week we talked about the vision for your health and why that's important to have a vision, really a vision that God has given you, but you have to be in agreement with that vision of what your best health look like, which I call kingdom health, right? So let's think about this. The word says where there is no vision, the people perish, but also they will cast off restraint. So then if you don't have a vision, you'll pretty much go anywhere with your health and you'll be kind of tossed to and fro by what you see, what you read, what you hear. Because guess what? Those commercials are coming for Big Macs. Those commercials are coming for milkshakes and, whatever else, the latest, chili fries and anything else you can think of, you're going to be tempted. So now you have to already have a vision for who you are health wise as it relates to, as it relates to the vision that God has given you, and then walk that out. So now the second key, as we were going through the five keys, the first key was vision. You got to have a vision for your health. The second key is commitment. Now, what does it mean to really be committed? And see, I asked this question one time before. I asked it in the class, and I asked, can you really be committed to something and not do it? See, that, it seemed like that really said, well, I was committed, but this came up or that came up. No, if that's the case, you really were not committed. See, commitment is, it doesn't matter how the wind's blowing, how you feel, what's going on at the time. Commitment is you do it. You do it because you're committed, right? I mean, you think about marriage. I'll use that as an example. You take those vows. You are committed not only to your spouse, but you're committed to God. As you stand before God and you make those vows and you make that commitment. And one of the things about marriage vows, and they still say it, and because they know everything is not going to be sunshine and rainbows every day. So they make you say these words, right? In sickness and in health. For richer, the richer part is easy. Or poor. and to death do what? To death do us part. Because the premise behind it is you are committed. So now, as we talk about the vision for health, you have to be committed. You know, just pray about it. You know, just really focus in on what is my best health. What if I'm thinking about the health that God wants for me, which he already says in his word, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I know that's God's will for me to be in health. So what does that look like? Right. But then also you have to commit to that vision. And with commitment comes action. Because once you commit, then you're going to have faith for it. Right. Because you're going to hear what that commitment means to you. You're going to study. OK, listen, how am I going to fulfill this commitment and be prayerful about it? And you'll have faith for it. Now, once you have faith for it, you'll have the grace. God will give you the grace to fulfill the commitment. But then, too, we know that faith is not just believing, because, yes, that's a big part of faith. You do have to believe to have faith. But also the word says faith without works is what? Is dead. Absolutely. You answered that on the other end. So when we talk about that and we talk about your commitment, having faith, and then God giving you the grace to fulfill the commitment, then you have two of the keys as it relates to, okay, vision and commitment, two of the keys to walk this thing out. So then it's just a matter of, you know, kind of how do I go through this process, because I got to change my mind about a lot of things as it relates to health and what I believe in order to do something different. So now one of the things I want to do, and I mentioned this before, and I'll do it every show, because you can get this booklet and download it. This to help you with the journey. Some of you all have made a decision and have said to yourselves, you know what? I can be better in my health. Some of you have said that. Some of you said, I know I can. Some of you have said, I don't know why I've been inconsistent with my health, which I know, you know, God wants to bless me in that area. So you can go to www.5keys.live and download those 5 keys with the questions and answers, almost like a workbook that kind of help you, to help start you on your journey. And then also you can also register for a class we do on Mondays, every Monday, and really get some teaching around how to take your health to the next level. Because the word says faith comes by hearing. So you have to hear the word on health in order to get faith for it and to build your faith for it so that you can walk this journey out and experience kingdom health. So, yes, that is what, you know, that is definitely a formula for walking this thing out. So kind of went over that. So what I want to do now, too, is just recognize one of our sponsors. And then as a matter of fact, we're going to get to a very special sponsor that's in the actually in the studio with me. But right now I'm going to talk about gifted healing massage and body work, because stress relief is a big part of your health, you know, being stress free. And then also, you know, as you're exercising and embarking upon other activities, you definitely want to be stress-free. So Angelica Artis with Healing Massage and Body Works, LLC, invites you to definitely come and see her, whether it's pain relief or help the body's natural healing processes. She's there for that. She's a certified licensed massage therapist. She believed that really massage and her gift is helping people to help to support them in this way. So you can reach her at 336-448-3511. That's Angelica Artis with Gifted Healing Massage and Body Work. So now what we're going to do, we're going to transition. And as I mentioned, we have a special guest in the studio with us. And so I'm going to introduce her right now. She's with KBA, or Kingdom Building Associates. And as a matter of fact, I've known this young lady a long time. I have to full disclosure. And it's good to see her because I haven't seen her in a while. So it's good to see. And so I'm going to introduce Felice Bailey with Kingdom Building Associates. How are you doing, Felice?
I'm doing wonderful. Doing wonderful.
Absolutely. It's good to see you.
You too.
It's good to see you.
You too.
So now, one of the things I had a question about, because I know you're working with Kingdom Building Associates, and I know you have done other work in education, and you know, so you have an extensive resume. I won't get into it, but you can get into it when you start talking about kind of yourself and your journey and how you ended up here. But let me ask you this. How did Kingdom Builders Associates, even you're in the building field, what made you all decide to partner with a show on a Christian radio station about health and healing?
Well, our name says it all. Kingdom Builders Associates. So we believe in the kingdom. We believe in the principles of the kingdom of God. And so when this opportunity presented itself, we welcome the opportunity because it aligns with our mission and our vision to establish kingdom principles here on earth. And so whenever you reached out to Kiwan about this opportunity, it was a perfect fit because health, wellness, fitness, all of those things align with what the kingdom of God says we are and what we are to do. And as a construction company, we not only want to build the community and build kingdom, but we also want to, we know that it's important that our health and our wellness and our vitality is there in order for us to be able to do that and to sustain it.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. So now, how did you come about your partnership with KBA?
I am a retired educator of 26 plus years. And I met Kiwan actually doing kingdom work. I'm probably going to get in trouble, but he's a musician.
Okay.
And because he's a musician and I work with another ministry called Soul Care, he actually began playing for us for worship events. And as the time grew, he had this opportunity to, I got to lend some gifts and some talents from being in administration and operation, and that was he's in a building stage. The company's in a building stage. And so it was a great opportunity as I transitioned out of education to be able to work on the leadership team to be able to build infrastructures and operational things with the company. So that was just kind of an open door transitioning from one career, stepping into another.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Sounds like a kingdom plan.
It sounds like
God,
it.
God's hand was all over that.
Absolutely.
All right. That's awesome to see. So now let me ask you this, because I know, you know, integrity is a big part of what you all do and believe in. Mm-hmm. But what really sets KBA apart?
I think what sets us apart is the fact that our meetings are focused on, or our intentions are focused on legitimately building the kingdom. Whenever we start our meetings, we start out with prayer. Whenever we end our meetings, we end our meetings with prayer. We make sure that that's a focal point and that we are doing what we do because we believe that who we are and what we do will build the kingdom of God. And I think that's the thing that really sets us apart.
Awesome. Awesome. That's awesome. So now, I know you know you're a builder, and you know, what are some of the services that you all offer?
Remodeling, renovation, painting. We can go from A to Z. We can start a project, and from the beginning of homes or commercials, whatever it is that you need, decks. We do a lot of decks and fencing and painting and renovation. So anything that you can think of that lands in the building industry or the construction industry, we do those things. We do those services.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, yeah, we're going to get when we come back from break, I'm going to ask you a couple other questions just, you know, as it relates to, I know you're a builder and you're in the building industry, but just kind of relating to health and wellness, because I've known you for a long time and you've always taken care of yourself. So I'm going to ask you a few questions about, you know, just the health journey and why that's important to you. So, yeah, we're going to be going to break here in a couple seconds. But when we come back, we'll be back with our guest,
Elise Bailey with KBA.
If you or your loved one are facing challenges of intellectual development, of disabilities, or mental health diagnosis, Choice Behavioral Health and Consultative Services understand, and they're here for you. Crystal Nickerson, owner and director, has been called by God into the role of pastoral counseling. She believes that the right relationship with God can transform lives, fostering right relationships with one another. Call her today at 336-218-5176, where faith meets compassionate care.
If you're in need of relaxation, rejuvenation, we'll look no further than Gifted Healing Massage and Bodywork. Owned by Angerica Artis, a licensed massage therapist since 2021. She sees her abilities as a gift from God that's meant to be used for healing and edification. Experience the benefits of consistent massage therapy, reduce stress, relieve pain, and support the body's natural healing processes. Call Angerica Artis at 336-448-3511.
Kingdom Builders Associates, KBA, was established in 2018 out of a heart to build trust and value for each client's experience and with the mission to advance the kingdom of God. One reason KBA exists is to set a precedent for and create the standard of excellence in the construction industry. That's excellent customer service through excellent craftsmanship by skilled craftsmen managed by highly qualified professional project managers. Visit them online at kbabuilders.com.
If you're tired of living with pain, Crawford Chiropractic Clinic has been serving the Greensboro community for 30 years, helping patients recover from accidents and promoting overall health. Their compassionate team is there to support you and your journey to wellness. With Crawford Chiropractic, you're not just a patient, you're family. Remember, at Crawford Chiropractic Clinic, they've got your back. Visit them and experience the difference. Call 336-373-8344 and online at crawfordchiro.com.
All right. Yeah, welcome back. So, as I mentioned, we do have Felice Bailey with Kingdom Builders Associates in the studio with us. So we're excited about that. So, Felice, as I mentioned, I know I've known you for a long time.
Yes.
And you know, and one of the things we talked about, you know, when you heard about kind of what we were doing and who was doing it, that you know, I had been in the nutrition, health, and nutrition space for quite a while, but also. You know, the thing about you, you have always taken care of yourself health-wise and everything. And let me ask you this, you know, as a believer, because again, it's all about kingdom, why has that been important to you?
Well, the word of God lets us know, and I think it's Genesis 1:26 or
129
that you focus on. I've always believed that what we put in our bodies matter. Mm-hmm. And I've always believed that God gives us what we need. The fruit of the land, the seed, he gives us what we need for us to be healthy. I could go all off on a soapbox, but honestly, I really believe that we are what we eat. What we put in our body matters. Mm-hmm. And I've always, you know, really been self-conscious about that, been conscientious about that because I want to live a life of longevity. I want to live a life of health and vitality. Mm-hmm. You know, we have so many things that God has given us to do, our gifts and our talents. And I believe that our health is also a gift. So many can take it for granted. Mm-hmm. And I've just not been one that's tried to do that. I've tried to exercise, eat right, be mindful of what I'm putting in my body. I haven't always done that, but I've learned as I've grown as a Christian, as a believer, that really, really does matter. And so that's been a part of who I've been for the longest. Even as a little girl, I remember whenever I would see somebody doing something, you know, smoking or something like that, I, parents or whatever, I remember telling them, don't do that. That's going to hurt your lungs. You know, I was a little girl, but you know, those are little things. So it's just kind of an eight desire to be healthy and well, because our bodies are temples and we represent the kingdom. And if we're going to be vessels, then we need to look like what the kingdom says we should look like and represent what the kingdom of God says we should. So that's kind of been where I've always thought.
Awesome. Yeah, that's That's interesting because, you know, even as you said, you know, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So, you know, and I know sometimes it's hard to kind of stick to, you know, okay, the right way of eating mm-hmm. and everything else. But, you know, one of the things I try to encourage people to do, whether it's in the class or just, you know, just whenever I get the opportunity is, it's not a matter of taking things away from you more so than adding what is good. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because as you mentioned, Genesis 1:29, God gave us the blueprint about what's good. This is what's good. This is what I meant to be your food, to be mm-hmm. your meat, as it says in Genesis. And it's just a matter of getting more of that on our plate, mm-hmm. right? As opposed to, you know, taking away everything. No, get more of this on your plate. Mm-hmm. And so, like you talked about vitality, that's another thing too. As we're completing the mission that God has given us, whatever that is, whether it's in the church, whether it's at work, whatever, you know, life, I feel like is a mission.
Right.
Our whole life. Not just what we do on Sunday mornings, right. but our whole life is a mission. Mm-hmm. So, you know, having the energy and the vitality to be effective in our whole life is a part of that mission. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I feel like it's important to, you know, get the word out to really, you know, help believers to, okay, let's get a change of mind that we can walk in this direction and really make health, you know, a priority because, you know, it should be. I mean, we only get one of these
bodies while we're here.
You can buy a new car. You can get a new Tesla tomorrow. You know, if the one you
only
have
one
is broken down or whatever. But I said Tesla because I don't know why I said Tesla. But
it's all good.
But you only get one of these bodies. So I'm going to pivot back to KBA.
Okay.
And so how long has KBA been in business? How long have you all been around?
2018, December 2018 is when we started.
Okay. So now, who's an ideal customer? I know you mentioned some of the things that you all do. So mm-hmm. so what areas do you kind of, is your sweet spot or things you all really enjoy doing from a building standpoint and helping people with?
Well, we do a lot to help those individuals with like fire and water restoration.
Okay.
You know, we've had several clients that have had, you know, unfortunate events that have happened in their lives. And so it's really an honor for us to be able to go back in and restore their homes after they've had mm-hmm. tragic events. You know, mm-hmm. We also want to make sure that really anyone who has a need that wants to beautify their home.
Okay.
That we can fit that need. We really like to work with the clientele, with premier clientele, to help them to make their home, their place, a place where they want to be, a sanctuary. And it's important for us to be able to do that in a spirit of excellence. And so anytime there's a customer that's in a need, that has something that they're doing to their home for the beautification of it because they really want, you know, our homes are our sanctuaries, right? Mm-hmm. It's where we go for peace. It's where we go to get away from the woes of the world and out of the marketplace. And so whenever we have the opportunity to serve a client and a customer to help their homes be a sanctuary, mm-hmm. we're always open to do that.
That's awesome. So basically, you know, from a restoration standpoint, that's a big thing. Mm-hmm. If someone has gone through, whether it's water damage, mm-hmm. fire damage, mm-hmm. or something like that,
yes.
and the home has to be restored. Okay, I see that. And then also just beautification. If you want a man cave redone,
bathroom remodeling,
okay.
Kitchen remodeling, building. There was a situation at one time when a loved one wanted to move their elderly parents in because
okay.
they were dealing with an illness. Mm-hmm. Built a room for them to be able to do that. Our heart really is about serving people and helping them to do. I know that there was a situation one time where there was a pastor and she needed some support with her facility. And so we did roofing. We went and did roofing. So really it is out of a heart of serving and giving the community what they need so that they can serve God and serve humanity and serve the community as they need to.
Okay. Awesome. So remind us again, how can we reach, or how can you all be reached if someone is reaching out to KBA? Okay.
So for us, you can find us online at www.kbabuilders.com. You can also find us at KBA_services. And so if you go there, you will find us there at any given time to serve.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Felice, I want to thank you for being in studio with us. This was a lot of fun. Like I said, we hadn't seen each other in a long time. And yeah, it's been a while. And I'm glad to hear that you're doing well. And I know, you know, with your retirement, but then you were able to step right into something that I'm sure God will bless the works of your hand, because, you know, you just always have operated with the spirit of excellence. So
I appreciate that.
I know
that
you will continue to do that and serve the public as it relates to home building, your part, whether it's, you know, from an administrative end, but still, I know they'll get the best service that's absolutely possible.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure being here.
Absolutely. So, listen, enjoy your weekends out there, Memorial Day weekend. Everybody be safe. You know, again, enjoy the food. You know, enjoy the cookouts, the graduation parties and everything else that comes with it. But we'll see you again next week. Same time, same channel. Listen, God bless. And remember, the thief comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But the beautiful thing about it is he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. God bless. And we'll see you next week. Oh, and also, remember the 5 keys. You can get the 5 keys at the number 5keys.live.
Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Tune in every Thursday at 3:30 p.m. and Saturday at 9:30 a.m. for a Kingdom Health Transformation with Mike James on The Light.
This is the Truth Network.